Well, Coach Hoffner, congratulations.
Well,
obviously,
thank you.
The most important thing always is going 1-0, and
yeah,
the Mavericks are 1-0.
No doubt about it. Man, that was a little painful to watch from my perspective. A lot of assuming, right? A lot of, you know, just attitudes, effort, behavior. But, you know, we came here to win a football game, and that's what we did, right? First you get the experience, and then you get the lesson. We have so much to learn from this, and we've got a long ways to go. And we'll see. You know, we got a short time to get there. We got to play UMary next week.
Well, and actually, Coach, obviously you didn't like the penalties. We knew you'd talk about that, 7 for 71 yards. We mentioned so many different names in that broadcast of kids who came up with big plays for your team.
Yeah, how about it? Everybody played, Johnny.
A quarterback got in there at the very end, in fact, to hand it off.
But this 5 for 5 rule, if you're out there and you get a chance to play, outstanding. How about our two quarterbacks, though? I thought Mitchell Thompson and Maximus Sims were both exceptional. That play right before half from Maximus Sims with tremendous protection. Hard running route by Jackson Owens, right? A dime by Maximus Sims. Jackson Owens goes up and makes him right. High points it, brings it down. He landed pretty softly. But wow, what a big momentum play, and that was a big deal for us going into half.
Well, they had the momentum right before that because they marched down the field on you. They think they're carrying that into halftime. Totally turned that around with that play.
Yeah, we tracked the middle eight, and we talked about halftime that we gave up a touchdown right before half, and then we got a touchdown right before half. So kind of a negative-positive kind of situation, but coming out of half, we got a field goal. Right, and if I'm not mistaken, we got to stop too. So, really good. 3 positives out of 4 in the middle eight, and you know we didn't rush for 200, but how about keeping a team under 100 yards rushing?
Phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a first time. You know, we only did that 3 times last year, so Coach Taylor obviously did an exceptional job, and Coach Schlichty, called a great game on offense, too. And, you know, the points were, you know, pretty methodical. We kept their team off the field, too, you know, and that's going to be important. So the offense got a big burden, but scoring points is huge, right? We hit our mark of 31. Defense gave up less than 19. So from a star standpoint, I don't know what the turnovers ended up be, but we already got 3 stars, and that's all it takes to win a football game, and we did not rush for 200, so we didn't get that star, and I don't know if we won the turnover battle or not.
Well, you mentioned the two quarterbacks, and the stats are phenomenal, actually, Coach. Maximus Sims, 9 of 13 for 154 and a touchdown. Mitchell Thompson, 10 of 13 for 145 and 2 touchdowns. That's great leadership out there.
Isn't it? Boy, both of those guys, I thought, played exceptionally well, made great decisions. You know, we did a lot of different things, right? We got a lot of new faces on the perimeter, right? Not only on the edge of the box of the whole line, but also with our receivers. The backfield, really mature, really experienced. Love the dynamic duels and quarterback and running back, right? The whole line is pretty darn deep. We played 9 guys on a regular rotation, and while the game was contested, and then, you know, we obviously cleaned the bench. And I'm so happy that everybody, because I had some stats before the game. I told them only 39 guys played football for the Mavericks last year that are on this trip. And 11 have never played college football. And another 12 hadn't played for Minnesota State before. So, and we had some other guys that were true freshmen that never had a chance to play for Minnesota State. So, really pleased that the whole entire roster got an opportunity. But, you know, we played a lot of guys, right? And we got to play harder. We got to keep our composure. You know, I got to do the same, right? I got to lead by example. But, you know, it's tough battling out there. And I think when you get hot and heavy under the collar, sometimes you lose your cool. And I kind of get it. But, you know, we got to be better moving forward.
Well, you faced a team that averaged 30 points a game last year, Coach, in a solid football league, and you held them to 14. And I said to Aaron after the game, sometimes little plays really end up being big. And Dandridge stopped a guy just short of the first down. They're thinking of going for it on fourth down, but end up with 2 penalties. But by him knocking that guy a half a yard short, end up they punt instead of getting a first down and maybe gaining momentum.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Jason's a great player along with that whole secondary on the back end, and really pleased with his, you know, ability to lead and lead this team. And, you know, he's a tremendous football player, and, you know, he leads by example, that's for sure.
Well, he led by tackles. He had 10 today.
I know.
So,
outstanding.
Yeah, he did a really good job.
Much of the fourth quarter.
But, again, really a team effort. You know, we talked about it, Aaron and I, before the game, the depth of this Maverick program. You and your coaching staff do such a great job of bringing in talent, but also getting prepared to play the game. And it really pays off at a hot day and high altitude, and you can use the amount of players you played. That's a huge benefit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I appreciate all those kudos, John, but you're still not flying business class on this flight back. I know that's what that it's all about. You never praise me
for
anything that I ever do, but my assistants definitely deserve everything that you said.
Aaron was in business class.
Kidding.
That was the deal.
I'm just kidding.
That really bothered me.
We appreciate you guys' support. We know you make a lot of sacrifices, right, to put the word out there for us, and it's positive. We hear it a lot as coaches, and our families listen to you, and they love it. They love your coverage, right? They love how you paint the picture for everybody, and it's pretty cool, and we appreciate those comments. I was just giving you a hard time.
Well, we know that, Coach. You love that. That's your favorite thing, is to give me a hard time. But, Coach, honestly, it's a privilege for us to follow your program. It's such a class act on and off the field. It's great to be around.
Thank you. We try. We're not perfect, but we're always trying to make young men into grown men.
Well,
that's,
Coach,
that's
Hoffner,
really a big mission.
1-0, that's all we need every
right on.
Week.
Right on. Let's go. Roll horns up and roll herd.
Sounds great.